And staying on news, opposition in Uganda People's Congress has urged the Electoral Commission to use the physical voter register alongside the biometric voter verification system on polling day to ensure a smooth and efficient voting process. The party's appeal follows concerns about the technical reliability of the biometric machines. Addressing the media, the party headquarters in Kampala, UPC's head of media and communications, Faiz Omzei, stressed the importance of accuracy and transparency in the electoral process. He noted that incorporating both verification methods would strengthen voter identification and reduce the risk of disruptions caused by technical failures. They argued that the using voter register as a backup would help the commission address any potential system breakdowns and guarantee that all eligible voters are able to cast their ballots. He said this new approach is essential for safeguarding the integrity of the election.
Electoral Commission, and they are also going to give out this voting slip. They give out the voter card. They issue out. If I have a voter card, if I am in the voter register and found the biometric machine is faulty, is unable to read my details, then why can't I be allowed to vote? The voter register. Is under the custody of Electoral Commission with that document, and my name is in the voter register. So we encourage that we can use both. Let one be the backup of the other so that things move on smoothly. Someone is the only voter in that particular polling station, and you deny him to vote because the machine is faulty, and yet his name is the voter register. That is what the essence. What's the essence of having a voter register at the polling station? We are not undermining the work of the Electoral Commission, we are not against technology, but we are also anticipating for other alternatives. If there's an issue, then what's the value?